Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday mornings. Feel good Friday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
This is when we turn over all our mics to Miss Natasha Castles for a missed connection.
Yes, we're talking to Daniel, who unfortunately has not spoken to his mom in about 15 years.
Hi, yeah.
Yeah, Daniel. Yeah, say right. Hello to the show, Joy Boy and Anish.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
So, fill us in on a little bit why you completely stopped talking to your mom.
Thank you guys for wanting to help me out with this. I haven't talked to my mom in about, I don't know, maybe like 15 years. And, you know, a lot of that is my fault. I really want to make things right between us before I get married. I'm marrying the girl of my dreams very soon in September. And I, you know, things just kind of come over you as you get older, you get a little wiser. And, you know, I want to try to talk to my mom and reach out to her and, you know, just kind of have some emotional support with that. You know, it's been a long time since we talked, so.
But why 15 years? What led to the miscommunication in the first place?
So basically, when I was about 8 years old, my mom actually moved out of the state. And she left me with my dad. So I've kind of grown up all my life with, you know, just me and my dad, and she's kind of just really been out of the picture. They had a divorce, and, you know, from what my dad tells me, you know, she just kind of wanted to get away from everything, and she was really unhappy, and it was almost like she, you know, just kind of threw in the towel and just kind of gave up on us, gave up on our family, and so, yeah, it's just always been me and my dad, and I'm really sorry. This is, you know, I know this is all really personal stuff now, but my dad actually passed away recently.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's even that much more hard for me now, and because I feel like I don't have anybody, you know? And, you know, all of this is just kind of just resurfacing itself, and I'm really just kind of doing some soul-searching and coming to grips with it because me and my fiancé, we're going through, like, counseling, and we're talking about family background, and, you know, she's asking me about my parents and everything, and I just feel like I have no one now, and, you know, I just want to make the effort. I want to try to see if, maybe looking back on it, I just think maybe it was a miscommunication of a lot of things, and every kid needs their mom.
Uh-huh.
I feel like, you know, it's never too late to try to mend things.
Yeah.
Try to get things
back. You are a very forgiving person. I'm just listening to it. As a parent, I hear these stories and stuff. I'm not here to judge your mom at all. I just think it's very big of you. You want her to be at your wedding. I commend you, man.
Well, you know, I just I want somebody there. I want you know, I want to let her know that, you know, all is forgiven and I've grown up and I know she's probably done some growing as well. And so I just want to see if there's a chance, you know. This is a huge day for me and my fiancé. And so, like, I would want her to know that, like, even though she wasn't there a lot, her baby boy grew up to be something worth celebrating.
I do have good news for you, Daniel. I have your mom's information in front of me right now. I have her phone number. We can go ahead and give her a call and see if we can get some type of conversation going. She has no idea we're calling, though.
That sounds great.
Okay. We're going to call his mom up and see if she would like the invitation to his wedding. We can reconnect them, mother and son. It's a misconnection. Up next, your morning mess. Okay. Okay, so we're back with a missed connection. Grab the box of Kleenex. We have Daniel on the line. You still there, Daniel?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So you reached out to our very own Natasha Castles in hope of what?
In hopes of reconnecting with my mom, who I haven't talked to in about 15 years.
Also, Daniel is on the verge of getting married in September, you said, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Unfortunately, your dad has passed away a couple years back, which is the person who ultimately raised you. So you're looking back at the family tree wanting somebody to be there. And we're hoping to accomplish that with your mom in this phone call.
Yeah, I really hope so. Thank you guys again for all your help. Appreciate
well, don't thank us yet. I mean, let's give your mom a call. Hopefully this ends up the way you wanted it to. So what's your mom's name again?
Melanie.
Melanie. Let's get Melanie a call.
Hello.
Hi, is this Melanie?
Yeah.
Hi, Melanie. Hi, my name is Natasha Castles. I work with Live 101.5, and real quick, I do have to let you know you're on the radio right now with The Morning Mess.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you're doing good. So every Friday, we do have this segment. It's called In Missed Connection, where we're reconnecting two people that haven't spoken in a very long time. So I do have someone on the line right now for you that would like to say hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hello?
Hey, Mom, it's Daniel.
Daniel? Bobby.
Hey. Hey, how are you?
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. It's good to hear your voice.
It was so good to hear from you.
Well, Mom, I know this is out of the blue, and I know we haven't talked in a long time, and but you know, I just wanted to hear from you, and hopefully, you know, I want to hear from you more, and I hope we can get to know each other. We had a lot of rough patch through the years, and, you know, I just, I miss you.
Oh, my baby. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Now, Melanie, Daniel had filled us in on, you know, the distance that you guys have had the last 15 years. What have you been up to the last 15 years, and why did you leave?
Such a long and hard story, Dad. Honestly, I just had to get out of that relationship. And Daniel, it was not because of you. Oh my God, I love you so much. But your father was not, he was good to you, but not to me.
Now, Melanie, when you say that things weren't good, like, how bad were they?
What can I say? Your father was abusive to me. And, even when it came down to taking you with me, and I didn't have any money to fight with a lawyer, and then the lawyer said that I would not get custody of you because I left.
Oh, wow.
So, I love you so much. You do not know, and I've missed you every day.
I love you, too. I'm so sorry you had to go through that alone. I'm so sorry.
At this point, Dan, did you want to ask your mom something?
Well, Mom, I want you to know that I met a girl that I'm really in love with and I want to spend the rest of my life with, and we're getting married in September, and I would love for you to be there.
Oh, my God. Of course, I would not miss this for the world. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my God. I can't.
Can your mom go to the bachelorette party, though?
That might be awkward because they're meeting for the first time.
Mama might like strippers, too, though. We don't know that.
My, how do you say that stuff when I'm over here crying?
Mama, do you like strippers? I mean,
no, I don't think he needs to be around any strippers.
There you go, Mom. That's a mom. That's a mom.
I'm so happy this turned out so well, and I'm so sorry for your past that you had to run away from, Melanie, and that you guys had this huge gap.
thank you so much.
Send us pictures of the wedding when it happens. We can't wait to see you two together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
We will definitely do that.
In our fields, I think right now we got to hug ourselves, man. That made me feel good. That made me feel real good.
Mm-hmm. Better than any stripper would make you feel.
I don't know about that. But listen, what? Daniel, congratulations. You're very, you're a great person. Melanie, we're so happy you get to connect with your son. Pass that Kleenex to Anish. There's a puddle over there.
Stop.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for your help. Thank you.
Absolutely. So no on the strippers, though, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Stop.
All right, just asking. I got to double check.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.